So we are here today to kind of talk about how school's been going for us transitioning online after being back for about 2 weeks now. I lose track of time. So how's everyone been doing so far?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying just staying home, to be honest. Nothing's much changed.
Yeah, I mean, like it's easier to get work done when you have so much free time, but it's really hard to find motivation to actually do it.
I was gonna say, is it really easier? Because I find myself doing nothing until it's like 11 o'clock at night, and then I get on and do my stuff. And it's like, this isn't good for my sleep schedule. It feels like I'm still on break, is the bad thing.
Yeah, I felt that. Like you don't feel an obligation to do your homework because you're not in class.
No. I
I
don't
think
like
like if I was still working and like didn't have as much free time, it would be a lot harder. But I mean, when you're just sitting at home with nothing to do and nowhere to go, it's really like, what else are you gonna do besides homework or like watch
just sleep.
True.
Play Civ 6.
Civ.
Eat Cheetos, sleep, Tiger King.
Literally anything but homework. I could.
It's like one of the big challenges that the DMAC's going to have to face, and a lot of other schools are going to have to face, is that like a lot of people are transitioning from break directly to online classes. I think it would have been handled a little differently if we like transitioned halfway through a semester like of in-person classes, because it just would have felt differently now.
True, yeah.
Definitely,
Yeah, I think not having to work also, like someone mentioned, is also something where it's like I also feel like I'm on vacation. Like I took time off from work also.
right.
I feel like
So they're like specific classes that people are finding more difficult than others, or is it kind of like overall about the same?
I don't know if I would say any of my classes are more difficult. They're kind of more the same, but I feel like I have more work in them now. Like to make up for not going to class, I have more stuff I have to do to actually like turn in and get graded on.
Right.
Yeah, my classes are the same way.
My social class is way more difficult because he hasn't really posted anything. And
Oh, no.
one day he goes, he sends out an announcement and he's like, "Well, I finally got the Blackboard Live or whatever the streaming thing is on Blackboard to work." And he goes, "But not many of you joined." And then his next sentence in the email is, "Well, it's probably because I didn't make an announcement." I'm like, yeah.
He's handling this a lot worse than you are.
But how old is he?
He's older. He
Yeah, that's.
retired and then came back because he was bored, he said.
Honestly, but yeah, I think a lot of older professors are gonna have like a hard time trying to adjust. Like they should have already been using Blackboard, but now they're using features that they probably have never even thought they would have to use before. So it's like, well,
Right.
crap.
Well, this guy at the very start of the semester goes, "Yeah, I'm not going to use Blackboard because I'm old school." And blah, blah,
What class is this for?
So,
Oh.
sociology.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure you guys know, like, when you're in a regular class, working in groups is like kind of hard because people don't really like to speak up and talk. But I feel like it's even harder when you're doing like a live class. Because, like, for my math
Oh
classes,
my
she'll break us into
word.
groups and people just stay on mute and nobody talks. Like,
No.
it's insane.
I like feel compelled to be the one that starts talking, 'cause then like one or two other people will join me. That's less sad, but
Yeah, no
it's
one wants to
just
make that
weird
first
that I
move.
take that first step. My accounting class is online now, of course, and it's like really sad because I love attending it in person. It's somewhat harder to take online, but it's not too bad right now, at least with the content we're going over now. But my accounting professor would be like, "Okay, does anybody have any questions?" And then there's just sit in silence,
Yeah, same here.
white
And then she'll be
noise.
like, can you
Then
guys
he
still
goes
hear
like,
me?
"I
Like,
missed you guys." Like he usually tell when you have a question on your mind. I'm like, "Oh my
I think
goodness."
it's just
I
also like the
really like
challenge
professor.
of, Like when you're in person, like you can kind of know when you're about to overspeak somebody, but when you're online, it's harder to do. So like you don't want to overtalk somebody. So like you don't want to like be the first to talk because somebody else might try to talk, but you also don't want to interrupt somebody while they're talking.
Yeah.
Or you can just go through it and have it all sound like a Fox News debate.
Yeah, like I'm getting that now. I feel like I've already talked over like two or three people on accident just because I don't know who's going to chime in when.
Retweet. Sorry. Sorry in advance to all of you for that.
So have many of your guys' other classes been doing like video meetings, or have you just been keeping in contact through like Blackboard announcements and stuff? Because like the only class I do Zoom meetings for is newspaper.
I've only had one class where the teacher did she's like been recording her lectures and then posting them. And on Tuesday.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, it's been nice because like then you get to hear her talk instead of just like following the PowerPoint online. But Tuesday she tried to do like the collaborate on Blackboard and the sound wasn't working, so we're getting there. But
yeah, class
for me,
I have,
it's only one of them that doesn't. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. You first.
Oh yeah, it's just one class that's like doing the taped lectures. Everything else, it's the regular scheduled time where I have to still log on and go to the live meetings. It's kind of weird.
Like I feel like for my, like, for some of my classes, we are trying to simulate in-class discussions by going onto, like, the Blackboard discussion boards during our class time, which doesn't work very well. Like, I'd rather just do, like, a Zoom meeting.
But also, like, that gets dangerous, I would think, because you can't really tell tone over text sometimes.
Yes.
So if, like, you interpret something as being aggressive, and they're, like, not being aggressive with it at all, it get real awkward real quick.
Especially because it's my creative writing classes. So it's, like, we're already workshopping people's work, and then we have to comment on other people's comments since we can't do that in class anymore. So,
right.
Like, I don't know. It's hard to... You find people using a lot of, like, wishy-washy language, not sound too strong about something to not come across as, like, blasting the person or being...
Like, if you tell somebody, like... I guess you could give them their criticism, but, like, you use a soft tone, it, like, comes off better and it acts like you're trying to really help them, but, like, over text, you don't have that tone. So it could just be like, hey, like, you should add this punctuation here. Like, you're attacking them. Like, oh my god, you're so stupid. Why didn't you put this there? When you meant, like, hey, you should probably just add that.
Yeah.
And don't even, like, use, like, as much punctuation in what you're even saying. Because I've had people tell me that they think I'm really stern and angry over text. Because I rarely ever use emojis. Ever.
I don't judge it based off emojis.
Punctuate, and I make sure my grammar's correct in my text messages, and they're just like, I feel like you're angry with me. I go, no, I'm not.
I try to, like, for
I'm
that
just
same
telling
reason,
you what I think.
When I get in Facebook arguments, I try not to use, like, a lot of periods, because then it just appears like I'm being matter-of-fact and mean. So, like, I'll go through an entire, like, blurb of text using punctuation correctly, and the last sentence I won't. So, like, it just seems like I'm trying to be nice.
I wish we still did like video or audio stuff for that class, because that's like the one thing I'm missing, is that those in-class discussions were great, but we're not.
Have they said why they don't want to transition? Have they said why they don't want to do like live discussions, or they just prefer to do it on discussion
boards? He never really tried. He just had this idea of doing it on the discussion boards, because we post comments on there anyway to be graded, but then we go to class and elaborate on our comments and stuff. So he's having us do that in the discussion board also. I don't know. I mean, I could probably ask, but...
I know a lot of online, like, a lot of online classes, when you just do, especially for, like, literacy or, like, creative writing, a lot of the, like, literature classes, they use discussion boards to kind of bounce off ideas, and that's what they grade you on. So, because I know that... like some of the teachers that teach in class also teach online, so that just might be the method that they're used to, and they might not be open to kind of like, they've never really thought of like video or anything.
I am taking a voice class, and it's been interesting doing that online. I'd say for the most part, it does pretty well. The only thing is that there's a delay in audio. So if I need a piano for some accompaniment or to find a key, she can only play like the first like couple chords, and then I have to improvise from there. Otherwise, yeah, it's just a mess if like both of us are going at the same time. But
it's also hard if like she needs to make corrections, like, hey, like go up an octave or whatever, go up an octave or whatever, like that. Like, is that just your computer audio throwing that off? Are you really just correct? So like when she gets back in person with you, are you just going to sound terrible because the correction she was making was over the computer?
She is used to teaching people worldwide through Skype, so she can tell when like somebody's singing with tension in their voice, and she'll correct that pretty easily. It's just a matter of me trusting what she says and me kind of evaluating, okay, well, if this sounded off, she could tell. Only I can know what possibly could have happened because she's not right in front of me to see whether or not my jaw was tense or whatnot. So it's just kind of an added level of introspection for myself as I'm taking the class.
Interesting.
I think that like inadvertently kind of teaches you the skill of like correcting yourself. Like you having to be vigilant of what you're doing at all times. So if she like asks a question like that, you can say, oh, that's probably because of this reason. And then you can kind of point it out yourself and correct yourself.
Yes. And that has definitely helped me. I was doing a scale where we were getting higher and higher, and then I got super high and I totally like dropped a technique, and they were going like, it's okay, you can do that later, and I go, no, actually I know why that was wrong, it's because I didn't do this. And she goes, that is great, as long as you're aware of that and you work on that, that is perfect, we can be able to do this online.
Yeah, so like, is there anything else that like people are finding trouble in their classes with? Like, I think we might have talked about it a little bit, but I know, Justin, you have like a movie class. Has that been like challenging at all instead of like discussing things in class?
No, because we just like, we have the links and we watch it. And then he has us do a movie journal where we type up a bunch of answers to his questions. And then we also do a discussion post, like on discussion boards and stuff. And not many people talked in that class anyways, so it kind of worked out. Because I always felt like the same three or four people would actually get involved with the discussion.
Is that one of those like late night classes too? Because I know that, well, the other semester that was like a at night class.
No, this one was at noon.
Oof. Okay.
Or Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Hmm.
I know, like, lab classes are really hard. I'm taking chemistry, and it's really difficult to not do the lab. I mean, he tries to, since it was kind of like a last-minute thing, for the first couple weeks, at least, like, over break, my professor just kind of explained the first lab after, and then he thought that we were going to go back, but then when we didn't go back, he kind of just put the information about the labs, and he kind of tried to explain. He created like videos that are like in video simulations that kind of walk you through the lab. But it's one thing to kind of watch and another thing to do the lab and kind of know what's going on. At least for me, I'm a very like hands-on learner, and it's hard for me to learn from like a screen, especially when it comes to chemistry. And I'm so bad at math, so, and it's hard to kind of reach him because everyone else is reaching him, so he does take a while to respond. So it's just kind of, and it's hard to kind of go through, because he would usually do is, because chemistry is a subject that a lot of students struggle with, he would assign videos for you to watch anyway, but then he would go over them in class. So our lectures were kind of a, he would walk through, he would give an example, he would walk us through a bunch of problems. That way we kind of understood what was going on. But now we have that video element, yet we don't have the examples, and yeah, like it's hard for him to kind of walk us through a lot of the problems, especially since there's so many students.
Right. So I know, Cole, you said you kind of like end up doing your homework at like 11 o'clock type situation, but has anyone else gotten some sort of routine going, or at least tried to do a routine?
I mean, does it count as a routine if I consistently do it at 11 o'clock at night?
I mean, yeah, kind of. Yeah, are people like waking up at regular school time, or what's going on?
I will wake up at my same ungodly hour, but instead of heading to college, it is to do horse chores and exercise some horses. As long as I don't lose track of time, I can be back by around like 10 o'clock in the morning. And then I'll try to get a little bit of schoolwork done for like an hour. If it's a chronicle day, I'll tune in after studying like now. And then I'll try to put in some earplugs and do some homework. I just discovered the glory of earplugs probably like a week ago. And it's like a form of escapism for me having five younger siblings and a loud family in general. Yeah.
It's a form of escapism. Yeah, for me, it's like, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I still have an 8 a.m. class or we do live meetings. So I'm still up at like 7 o'clock every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And it's pretty good. Like Tuesdays and Thursdays, I can sleep in basically as late as I want. And the other days I have to get up at like pretty early, at least for not doing anything. So
that's I saw a TikTok the other day of like the guy getting up at the same time, like 5:40 in the morning to do his morning and get ready for class. I'm like, why are you doing all that? You could literally sleep till 10.
Right.
I'm really, really grateful that two of my classes get recorded when they're being streamed. So if I have a horse that needs some more time being exercised, I can do that, say, on a Thursday or a Tuesday, and I don't have to feel bad because I can just tune into the economics class I'm because of that. But with accounting, however, I will never miss those. They are not being recorded. And it's a 4-credit class. I'm not taking chances.
Right. Well, what about everyone else? Do you guys have a schedule going on?
I'm used to having two jobs and school, so I'm used to like knowing I have to wake up at six, or I have to wake up at five, I have to be at work at six or seven. Then I have school, and then I have work again, or, like, sometimes when I don't have work. So I kind of structured, like, my study time on that. And it's, like, I don't know. I had a pretty set schedule, so I knew I was always busy. I was always kind of go. But now I'm at home all the time, so I don't know what to do with myself because I'm so being busy from 6 a.m. to, like, 10 p.m. Now I'm just, like, what do I do?
Yeah. Same. I'm used to being pretty busy as well, but I've been trying to like keep myself on a pretty like regular schedule, like get up in the morning, get ready, have my coffee, come to the, you know, meetings, then like try to do my homework instead of like I'm gonna watch Netflix for a few hours and then do my homework, because I know that will not happen. And then I would end up doing my homework at 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
But I have been like making a list of like all the homework I have to kind of like keep a structure, which has been helpful for me.
All these good role models that I should take advice from, because I definitely don't prioritize homework.
I was just about to say, like, way to call him out like that.
Yeah, specifically with that 11 o'clock call out. Yep. No, I felt that. That one hurt a little.
That would hurt.
Sorry. There's nothing wrong with that, but I just know, like, for me personally, if I pulled up my laptop at 11 o'clock at night, I just would not have any motivation, and it just would never get done. Like, never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I feel like having at least some small routine, like, even if it is doing your homework at specifically 11 o'clock at night, it's, like, better to have at least something to help your mind prioritize, like, doing your assignments instead of, like, you know, watching Netflix, because it's easier to find motivation. At least for me, it is.
Yeah.
For me, I've kind of trained myself to go, okay, once I use my fancy smancy earplugs, like, I can just zone out, and I know I can focus. So I'm actually, like, quite content and happy to study because of that. I just wish I had thought to do of, like, put them to use earlier when I was in my high school years. Mm-hmm. I say high school years because I can't really say grade, because you're in multiple grades when you're homeschooled.
Well, any other thoughts or anything people want to add before we probably wrap up?
I think I had talked about this. I was going to, but then we went on a whole other train of thought. But I have a lot of my classes, since they are involved with other people turning stuff in and, like, talking about it, we've been having a hard time with people actually turning stuff in now. Either because they're dropping, thinking of dropping, just not getting accustomed to doing this how we're doing it. So, like, there'll be days where it's like we just have to keep refreshing our emails or checking announcements to know if he's moving some people, if people are turning in, what we're doing for, like, the next couple days or whatnot. Like, even the classes don't really have, like, a set, like, this is what we're doing these days. It's like it's very dependent on other people doing things.
Uh-huh.
So, like, that's probably been what's the most frustrating to me.
Right. Like, you don't like having to rely on the other people to help you get your stuff done.
Because we had to turn in poems, like, a week in advance, and then, like, someone turned one in, I think, like, at 8:40 the night before we were supposed to workshop him. So if you weren't up to know that, it's like you'd have to either get up and check in the morning, or you would miss workshopping him. Or someone turned in a story literally that morning, like maybe 2 hours before it was supposed to be workshop. So it's like, who's going to have time to read that and give quality feedback? Right. Unless you, like, got up early enough or knew to get up early enough to check.
Yeah.
So,
or you're just superhuman. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's what I did. I set an alarm for, like, 8 that morning and just checked my email the first thing to see if he said, or checked a, not check my email, but checked a Blackboard to see if he posted it.
Yeah, and I feel like classes kind of start to lose their structure and after that happens, and then it just becomes, like, a mess of trying to figure out when you can actually do what you got to do.
Because everyone's still getting used to all of this, both teachers and students, and people don't know what they're doing, like, understandably. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not super upset, but it's just been the slight struggle with me that's new, because it wasn't like that before. People were really on top of turning their stuff in.
I mean, like, I feel like for a situation that we really haven't had to deal with before, we're handling it pretty okay in terms of, like, college going online. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it could be a lot worse with what's going on.
I'm glad I'm in college right now and not, like, in high school or, like, middle elementary. Like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, they're all over the board.
They're going crazy is what they're doing.
Like, they don't know what they're doing.
I know that they, at least I have a brother that's a freshman and I have a brother that's in 8th grade. And Des Moines Public Schools just announced that they're...
I mean, like, why would we be necessarily prepared to handle this, too? I mean, you can't really predict there's going to be some pandemic going on, so you have no reason to prepare to go online, you know? Like,
yeah, that's the silver lining that we've been saying, like, this whole time, is that at the very least, there'll probably be an infrastructure for if this were to happen again, or, like, they'll have a better idea of how to handle this again.
It really is terrible, though, that, like, it took a pandemic to get that infrastructure, because the infrastructure should have been...
Yeah.
Just, like, you should have been doing upgrades periodically, and we should have been doing things. Like, a lot of the issues that we're seeing, I think, really speak to the systemic problems that we have in our public school system and our higher education system. the issues that should have been addressed a long time ago that are just now getting addressed because there's a global pandemic.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting what going forward, what this whole situation affects and what, but yeah. Not even just on a school level, but like on a country or like a state, country, world level.
Yeah, well, I have an associate that like does billing for like trunk companies. They're classified as an essential service, and they're working from home. She says that at the office, she can do like 70 bills an hour, but when she's at home, her productivity drops to 40 because of the way that they have her doing work from home. Like they just don't have that system where she can continue at the pace she was. So like productivity from work from home, people are probably going to suffer drastically as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Because then I've heard the opposite where some people are more productive at home. Because either they're like not distracted by other coworkers, so they can actually like sit down and get the work done, or they're right. Just for whatever. I'm sorry.
I guess it kind of just depends on each person. I guess some people really need, they work better alone, but some people work better in groups. So.
Yeah. Just like everything, there's people that do things different ways. Like with learning, there's like different ways of working too, and working with people or on your own. Well, so I guess if we have any other final thoughts, I guess share them now. So I think we've covered most. I've covered everything I want to talk about. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, this has been the Campus Chronicle podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, stay sane, and keep spirits up.
And what are your favorite smells? Let us know.
And what are your favorite smells? Oh, gosh.